Get Abstract keeps you updated with summaries of the best business books published worldwide. Books you absolutely need to know in a convenient, smart format.
Some business executives go out of their way to be mean to their employees. Just watch real estate magnat Donald Trump on The Apprentice, a TV show where the scowling mogul does everything possible to demean the show's eager young entrepreneurs who are battling for a lucrative job within his empire. Or think of the late billionaire New York City hotel owner Leona Helmsley. She was the hated Queen of Mean. She once ordered an employee to get on his knees and beg for his job. She served 19 months in prison for tax evasion, and her will designated more money to her dog than to any one of her grandchildren.
In contrast, take author Jack Mitchell, CEO of a popular Connecticut retail clothing firm. He believes in treating employees with courtesy, consideration, and respect. In Hug Your People, published by Hyperion, he explains why this approach is good business practice. Perhaps the corporate world should immediately replace its soulless sourpusses with warm-hearted business leaders like Mitchell. Get Abstract recommends reading his book if you want to learn how to run a profitable business while treating your employees with honor and dignity.
Everyone wants to feel appreciated. If you fail to treat your employees properly, they will be unhappy and unmotivated, feeling no sense of loyalty to your company. Ultimately, you'll harm your firm. Instead, treat your staffers or associates with respect and consideration every day. Make them feel like valuable assets, not liabilities. If you do so, they will work harder and be more productive.
Keep five principles in mind as you organize your company's relationship with your associates. First, be nice. Consistently treat your employees well. Second, demonstrate your trust in them. Third, make them feel proud to be a part of your organization. Fourth, establish a sense of inclusion. And fifth, go out of your way to recognize good work.
Let's investigate these principles individually.
First, how can you introduce a sense of appreciation into the workplace?